Across New York, the most recent figures list 182 cases of vaping-related illness, some definite, some under investigation. There are some everywhere which are very serious, like a Detroit case which led to a double lung transplant. While the state health department is listing totals in counties where the cases occur, it's not telling local health departments who is ill and where that person lives. Even the cases are reported to the state's poison control center rather than to local health departments. Niagara County Public Health Director Daniel Stapleton says the speed of the arrival of these cases may be overwhelming health processes.
Until this got national attention, there was no request for this type of information. And I think it's been a fact of catching up. And now that actually these cases were being identified and providers knew to identify them, it went up significantly.
Stapleton says vaping and the chemicals involved are pushing back against years of success in persuading people to quit smoking, especially among young people, and the invincibility factor that the chemicals in the gadgets can't harm them. He's dealing with at least four cases, while other cases or suspected cases are spread across Erie, Orleans, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, and Genesee counties. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.